Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay you dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools and snakes too. Can you paint up on the frame, dude? We stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flows. Started out as hungry young bulls out to make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters, haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters, haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
Better watch out for them fake fools and snakes too. Can you paint up on the frame, dude? We stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, mine is like a deep mine that's full of gold. Better dig it out before the time will turn you old. Yeah. I ain't talking about the physical, I'm spiritual. If you call up with your calico, I'm Alamo. I'm standing here to make my stand until I go. Why you acting like a hater? Oh, I'm so intangible. Look it up. Vocab in your bloody manifold. I've been making these records like I'm very man alone. Ain't no telling when you follow something, how the man will grow. Ain't no telling how you make your wealth and how the plan will show. All the people had to climb up out, they make your catapult. I'm a sellout at the throne, rapping with a megaphone. I'm a god up on this microphone, I came to raise a throne. Vibrating in a mega zone with my metronome. I'm so loyal, I can't leave my home, I can't leave alone. I'm so loyal, I can't leave my own, the mimic.
Welcome, 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 welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, January the 2nd. Wednesday, January the 2nd of 2018 and the time, 2019, I'm sorry, 2019. Wow, got to get used to saying that. 2019. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God. The word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So bear with 1 second. I got a little feedback here in my audio. Let's see here. All right, let me see here. Bear with one moment. Let me check my audio, make sure that everything's coming through okay. And so I'm getting a text from saying I'm getting some feedback. So let me switch over to my phone. Bear with the 1 second. There we go. All right, so hopefully you can hear me. Okay, Sister Ellen, if you could text me, let me know if that sounds a little better from the feedback. Okay, thanks, Sister Veronica. I got that. Sounds good. Okay, cool. All right, so we got the, like always on the shows, sound is always an adventure. So we want to make sure that the sound is coming through, the sound quality is coming through okay. So thanks, Sister Veronica, for the thumbs up. So I did switch over. I may try back a little bit later, see if I can get my mic working okay. But if not, we're going to rock and roll. We're going to make it do what it do. All right, everybody, thank you so much for joining me today. We want to introduce the new series that starts tomorrow. Instead of 12 noon, we're going to try the series tomorrow at 7 p.m. Central Time. So we're doing the evening series due to the people that are that have paid for that series. Most of them are working folks like myself. And so the evening hour seems to be a little bit better, so we're going to try that. So the new series starts tomorrow, January the 3rd at 7 p.m. Central Time. We'll be kicking off the new series. This series, again, we're going off the beaten path just a little bit because we're going to be revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying how to legally, emphasis on the word legally, how to legally pay no taxes or pay low taxes. So what we want to do is we want to talk about, you know, what this series is going to discuss. So this series is very important because we're starting a new year. So you want to start the new year off, again, with the right structure. Number one, the right mentality that leads to the right structure. Now, most people is, a lot of people like myself, we haven't, we haven't been exposed to this way of thinking. The biggest obstacle to success is fear. Let me say that again. The biggest obstacle to this series is fear. Why? Everybody's afraid of the big bad IRS. It's really interesting. I think back to the days when I was just a young whippersnapper, and I had this fear as well of the IRS. Now, it's just because I, you know, you hear these stories of being audited by the IRS, and these stories make it sound like, man, the IRS is this big bad organization that has it out for you, and they want you to, or they are just setting out to try to, you know, take your money. Now, I am not for or against the IRS. Any man, woman, or child, the government, you know, I'm not for the IRS. I'm not against the IRS. I'm just for keeping my money in my pocket. So I'm not against the IRS at all. I'm not against paying my fair share. The Bible tells us to render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. So I have no problem giving to Caesar what's Caesar, but I'm not trying to give to Caesar what's mine. And so when I say legally, that the emphasis on this series, this seven-hour series, is I want to share with you the legal ramifications of understanding or your lack of understanding of the IRS tax code. And it is because of this tax law. Now, remember, this changes, I mean, almost yearly. I mean, it's crazy because every year there's some type of tax reform. Every year, especially with every president. So right now we have IRS publication 5307, and that talks about, you know, some of the basic tax reforms for individuals. Now, we all understand or should understand the 1040A, you know, 1040EZ. As an individual, we all understand that there are what they call SALT, state and local income tax, S-A-L-T. So if SALT is a new term to you, it shouldn't be a new term after today's show and after this series. So everybody should be engaged in, if you are a traditional tax person, and doing this series, we'll get into the most or the category that most people are in, and that is category. There are four categories we're going to be talking about during this series. Most people are in category number one. I'm going to get you out of category number one and at least get you into category number two. And the goal is to ultimately get you past your fears so that when you are operating and vibrating in category number three or number four. Now, the purpose of this series is to get you into category number four. Right now, you're in category number one. There's four categories. You're in category number one. Most of us, 99.99% of us are in category number one. That's okay because that's what they tell us. We're all, you know, we're all exchanging time for dollars. It's called employee. So everybody, most people are in category number one. You get a paycheck, and you got SALT. You got to understand state. Some states like Texas don't have state tax, but we got other taxes to make up for it. So this series is going to break down SALT. I'm going to just really quickly break down your state, local income tax, what that is, blah, blah, blah. Then we're going to get into the real meat of this message, which is businesses. So we're going to talk about what is qualified business income deductions. This is huge. The IRS website lists qualified business income deductions. Now, what blows my cookies, what destroys my understanding that I'm still trying to wrap my mind around is when I have conversations with people who tell me, and I tell them to go to the everything I'm going to teach in this series, you can find at www.irs.gov. So if I'm taking it from the IRS website, and I'm sharing with you information that is on the IRS website, that the IRS is telling you, take this deduction, keep your money in your pocket, and you don't want or you don't understand, not you, but, you know, people that you know don't understand this. Just like basic earnings. You know, if you want to pay no income tax and you married, the standard deduction now is $12,600. So if you make $12,600 and less, guess what your tax is? What is your taxable income? Zero. If you're single, it's what, $6,300. So if you make less than $6,300 a year, guess what? You pay no taxes legally. Legal. Now, that's pretty basic, but that's the gist of what I do. So it doesn't matter how much income you bring in, how much income you bring in. The goal, my goal is to show you legally how to do what the IRS says at www.irs.gov. They tell you what are qualified business income tax deductions. This is what they call pass-through deductions. And the new regulation talks about the 20% deduction for what they call pass-through businesses. So we're going to break that down because, remember, these regulations change. And once you get into different income brackets, for example, there is a certain deduction that is available for taxpayers for 2018 if you fall below $315,000 in a joint return, excuse me, or $157,000. And we're going to break that down. But we're not going to get too much into the deep, deep details of nickel and diming the IRS, because that plays really into the IRS hands, which means if you play or if you get so close to the fence, that triggers an audit. So we're going to talk about what triggers an audit and what doesn't trigger an audit. We're going to spend a lot of time doing this series breaking down the tax cuts and the business expenses and the deductions, especially in the area of, let's say, like meals and entertainment. I love those two categories because a lot of people, you know, they don't understand meals and entertainment according to the IRS website. Another thing we're going to be talking about doing this series is a big one is sales tax. A lot of people don't, you know, because, again, this is stuff that we're not taught. So we're going to touch on sales tax because most people, you know, do you know that you have the option of deducting sales tax or state income tax off of your federal income tax return? So if you live in a state that does, or if you live in a state like I do that doesn't have its own income tax, then you can save money even if you paid sales tax like I do, that or you don't pay sales tax like some states have less, but there is some type of a tax on sales if you are in business. And once you understand that the sales tax, there is a sales tax break that you get that is huge. Let's say you make a big purchase, like a car.
Do you know that if you itemize, you can take that off as a deduction on your IRS tax return, as I will be breaking down and doing this series? Business use only. Now, you can have a personal vehicle that is also used for business, or you can just have a vehicle just for business, and you have a vehicle just for purchase, just for personal use. So we've got to break that down in the series. Another big one is health insurance premiums. If you're like me and you don't have traditional health care because you're a business owner, guess what? According to the IRS.gov website, this is deductible. Deductible medical expenses. Now, again, there is some parameters that we're going to be breaking down during this series because I need you to understand what I understand because it's extremely important. Let me try my mic again to see if I can get my sound any better. So you guys let me know if this sounds any better or not.
All right, testing 1, 2. Let me see if this sounds any better. So we'll try my mic for a second and see if that sounds any better. And if we keep getting static, I'll switch back over to my phone, and between the phone and the mic, eventually we'll get it right. And all right, so let's continue. All righty, thanks, Sister Collette, for letting me know about that. And so what we left off of, so we're talking about certain deductions, and again, that we're going to go through all of this. We're going to first go through business structure. We're going to talk about what I call a purpose-based business structure that allows you to maximize things like sales tax. Another big one is health insurance or health insurance premiums. Whatever amount of money that you pay into your health insurance or for health insurance, your premium costs, that again can be itemized, or you can use that, or you can take that off your adjusted gross income, whether you itemize or not. But again, we are primarily focusing on business, which means you have to itemize instead of taking the standard deduction, unless you got a bunch of kids. Now, if you got, you know, 9 children, then, you know, you might want to go with the standard deduction. But for most of us, we're talking about the itemized deductions. Then there's certain occupations that are more beneficial, like a consultant, a life coach, a teacher. Do you know that for the IRS website, there are extra benefits that you can take if you are a teacher? So let's say if you're a teacher and you got to go into your own pocket, you know, to purchase items that you need for your classroom. Well, do you know that according to the IRS.gov website, it allows teachers to deduct, you know, it's not a huge amount, but again, the key is to maximize these deductions, as I'm going to talk about. Right now, I think it's up to like $250 or $300 that you get to write off or subtract from your income if you are in this particular occupation as a consultant, teacher, life coach, any of these areas. Now, again, it's specifically designed for classroom teachers, but it also extends over to anybody that's engaged in teaching, where you go into your pocket, quote unquote, you use your own income to purchase goods and services to assist you in the classroom. So if you're like me and you're using or you purchase certain things for the teaching aspect, oh, man, I mean, this is huge. What about if you're learning stuff, if you purchase a book? What about when you go on a seminar like I did, like the trip that I made to Idaho? So I had to, number one, you know how much gas money I spent on that trip to Idaho? You know, what about hotels? What about the cost of the conference itself? So all of these are expenses that are, again, according to the IRS.gov website, these are expenses that I can deduct. Now, we all know about the marketing, you know, your website stuff, that type of stuff. I shouldn't have to, you guys already know that. But what I want to talk about is the stuff that people don't talk about, babysitting, for example. Let's say you got, you know, you have children, and in the course of your talking in the course of babysitting, you get to, or you have to get a babysitter for or have the babysitter kind of assist you while you are engaging in some business activities. Again, just another example of something that most people are not aware of that you can deduct from your income tax or from your income. Lifetime learning, what I call lifetime learning. You know, everybody's going through, or most of us go through, some type of learning. Now, when I say learning, I'm talking about anything that you do right now that allows you expand your base. Meaning, as a teacher, if I go to any class or if I take any course, online or offline, the tax code allows me to deduct anything that is geared toward my learning. So any type of a lifelong learning, there is a deduction that I can take. Usually it's anywhere from about, I think right now it's something like about 20% of a certain amount. And again, there's so many software programs out that assist you with over an understanding which deductions that you can and cannot take. What I want to focus on, what this series is about, is all of the unusual business expenses, all of the unusual, all of the small things that's not taught and even most CPAs, most accountants that I talk to, they don't understand purpose-based production. They don't understand, not that they don't understand, but they don't get into the small details of understanding how to legally pay no taxes or pay very low taxes, how to legally is the term that's very important for you to legally understand all of these deductions that you should be taking if you are in a purpose-based business. So the number one thing that we have to establish, that I will be establishing, is how. Now, if you remember the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, and if you remember the life management system, you already have the 40 steps or the 30 steps in 30 days. So the 30 steps in 30 days, I'm not going to be repeating those steps over, but that's the foundation of the business that is a purpose-based. It is a tax shelter. Now, that term is a term that I love. And it's amazing because all the 1%ers, they love that term too. That's why I like the term. I like the term because the 1%ers like the term. The 1%ers, they understand that term, tax shelter. Notice they don't say tax avoidance, or they don't say pay no taxes, because they know that that's a trigger term for the IRS. So that anytime you say, hey, I ain't paying no taxes, you just basically asking for an audit. Anytime you say, you know, how to get around. So I'm not saying how to get around. I use the term pay no taxes because, again, it's a term that I know draws a lot of attention. So, again, I needed that attention. Now, once I got your attention, I can tell you the real title of this series. The real title of this series is how to set up a tax shelter business. How to set up a business. The 1%ers, they don't even buy assets. They buy tax shelters because they already got money. They're just trying to figure out, how do I keep it? Now, again, it's not how much money you make, it's how much money you keep. Let me say that again. It doesn't matter if you make $1 million, but between your taxes and your cost of living, you spend $1.5 million, you still poor, homie. You're just a poor rich man. So it's not how much money you make. The key is, how much money can you shelter? How much money can you keep? Now, a tax shelter is really very interesting. It is any method of reducing your taxable income that results in a reduction of the payment to the tax collecting entities. Emphasis on the word entities. tax entities. Now, what's really interesting is that even the word tax itself. So a tax is a mandatory, supposedly, financial charge, or it is, I like the word levy. A tax really is a levy. Now, the reason why that's important is because there are people. Now, I was a part of an organization way, way back in the day. It went out again? Way back in the day. There we go, I'm back. All right, hopefully I'm back. So way back in the day, that was called Build Freedom, and I think it's a similar organization that our good buddy Wesley Snipes went to prison for. So I'm not a part of that organization. I don't espouse or promote trying to rob, steal, kill, avoid your legal obligation. That's not what this series is about. This series is understanding that the word levy means tolls. Now, the word tax and the word levy, now, this is really important because this has to be your disposition because you're lying. So lions think differently than all the other animals of the jungle. So when you're dealing with the IRS, you have to deal with them from the mindset of a lion. When you deal with, now, as a cop, when I pulled people over, I liked people who dealt with me from a position of a lion, meaning they understood their legal right or rights. I loved talking to people who understand criminal law when I was a cop. So the IRS, they like talking to people who understand the tax code, or they understand the basics of tax. The IRS love it when you understand what they do. When I was in insurance, I loved people who understand insurance is just basically protecting you against risk, a possible risk, a potential risk. So the IRS is just a tax. A tax is a levy. A levy is something that is imposed. It's actually a fee or a fine that is imposed. Now, notice none of these terms say anything about legal or moral. Now, the lion imposes his will upon the jungle. Now, the word impose is an interesting word. It means to force. It means to take advantage of someone by demanding something. Now, let's be crystal clear, because you got to understand, anything that's between you and your purpose is lunch. Anything. So the IRS is lunch. You got to see the IRS as lunch. See, if you're afraid of the IRS, that feeds the IRS. If you're afraid of law enforcement, that feeds the law. If you're afraid of a bully, that empowers the bully. So you can't be afraid of a bully. You can't be afraid. You have to actually go into, now, you shouldn't have no fear, because God has not given us a spirit of fear. So the first thing about this series is you have to have a spirit of power, dunamis power, because you're the lion. You impose your will. 10+ years of doing this, it's amazing. The thing that blows me away is, like, I remember when I used to get letters from the IRS telling me, how many thousands of dollars that I owed them. And now I don't get no more IRS. I never paid them, but I don't get no more money from them. I mean, I don't get no letters from them. So I always wonder, like, okay, whatever happened to that, you know, the money that I owed them? Now, every year I file taxes, I have what they call carryback tax or carryback income, meaning I have more money in loss than I do in income. It's called a carryback. Now, I don't know if we want to get into we may get into it during the series as we're talking about carryback taxes. So a carryback tax loss allows you as an individual or a business to use your net operating loss in that one year to offset a profit in one or more previous years. A tax loss carryback. There is a tax loss carry forward that works the same way as a tax loss carry back. So every year I have a tax loss carry forward, and I used to have a tax loss carry back. So I went back 7 years, and I've been doing this for 10 years. And I went back 7 years, so any income that I paid, they applied to the money that they say that I owed. And I was cool with it because I knew I didn't owe them no money. So I knew I wasn't going to pay them no money. So I paid them back with the money that they said I owed them. So what am I saying? This is all paper. It's the same way the Wall Street works. So Wall Street money works. Stocks go up and down. What is the value of a stock? How does it change? Well, it changes based upon public opinion. Well, the IRS, the enforcement, change based upon who's in office. Some presidents are a little bit more aggressive. Some are a little bit more lax. So you got to know that. Why? You don't do no fear whether they are lax or aggressive, because you know a tax is a levy. You know a levy is something that is imposed. A levy is a bully saying, a levy is a bully just telling you what you're going to do. Now, I'm the bully, so I'm the lion. So when you got two lions, when you have two lions fighting, who going to win that fight? So that's the mindset. Can you hear me now? So it's, I guess the sound keeps going in and out, but hey, we're going to make it work. So if you got two lions, now remember, your job is purpose. So you only maul things that's between you and purpose. So long as the IRS is in between me and what I'm doing for the kingdom, we're good. I have no problem with them. They have no problem with me. Their goal is to take advantage of someone by demanding their attention or their commitment. That's what the word impose means. I have no problem with them imposing their will on other people. They're not going to impose their will on me. Same thing when a cop pulls me over. I have no problem with a cop shooting somebody else in the back, as long as it's not me or my kids, nobody that I know. Now, they shouldn't shoot nobody in the back. They shouldn't impose their will upon nobody. But we all know that they do. How do I know? I used to be one. And so I know most cops don't go after the big fish, because the big fish, they big fish. Why don't they go after the big fish? Because the big fish have the same disposition that they do, meaning if you come here, we got to fight. That should be your disposition. I think I may have to switch back over to my phone so we can wrap this up. So let me switch over. Let me switch over to my phone so we can get a little better quality, hopefully. Let's see how this works here. Okay.
Okay. All right. Is that any better? Hopefully that's a little better. I'll try my phone for a little while, and then we'll see how that works, and then we might have to switch back over. So the IRS is a bully, but they're not a bully from the perspective that we talk about a bully. But they are a bully from the perspective of they need money. Now, it's like just like a thief. A thief steals from people that make it easy for them to steal from. When I was in law enforcement, we called this crimes of opportunity. So during the holidays, I was going to the mall, and me and my wife, we noticed a vehicle. Now, we were going to grab something to eat. And we walked past this vehicle, and this vehicle was, there was presence in the front, back, in the front seat, back seat, there was presence everywhere. It was crazy because I'm thinking this vehicle was parked in a kind of a secluded area, or it was in an area where it was difficult for the vehicle to be seen. And I'm thinking about, if I was a criminal, you talk about a great opportunity, because they were parked in a parking lot, even though it was broad daylight. There was a van that was blocking the car from view. There was a van on another side, which was our church van. So the car was parked in between two large vans. So the small car, full of presents, right before Christmas, some of the gifts looked like, you know, expensive gifts. It was a great opportunity, if I was a criminal, to make some easy money. That's the IRS. Now, you don't want to be the guy or the girl that makes it easy for the bully to impose a levy or a tax. So what do you do? How do you carry yourself? How do you position your how do you structure your business so that way you are audit proof? That's what I do. See, I structure my business because the IRS knows, because if you have a entertainment and meal expense that is more than 20% of the allowed deductible amount, for example, if you spend $100 on meals and entertainment and you claim more than $20 for meals and entertainment, that's more than 20% of your total expenditure for meals and entertainment. So therefore, the IRS says, let's go pick on this guy. So it's extremely important that you understand how a bully thinks. A bully thinks that anybody that, because the bully wants your attention. He wants to impose his will. So the word impose means to take advantage of someone by demanding their attention. How much attention do I put on the IRS? Zero. None. Why? The IRS is not a threat. Not to me. Now, the IRS will be a threat. They may be a threat to other people, but the IRS is not a threat to me. Now, people who are in the 1%, do you remember what happened to O.J.? When O.J. Simpson was convicted and he lost the civil, where they said that they were going to take his stuff. When they went to take O.J.'s stuff, what happened? Do you remember? O.J. had all his stuff in his mama's name, in his kid's name, and everybody else's name. O.J. Simpson owned nothing. O.J. Simpson, he ain't stupid. Let me make sure you understand the game, brothers and sisters. A bully wants to impose his will upon the people who don't understand how a bully thinks. So as a former bully, as a current lion, as a retired, how can I put this delicately, sociopath, or a imp, a little devil, as somebody who used to work for Lucine Farr, and I'm retired. I'm no longer engaged in those activities, so y'all good. But the IRS, they're not retired. The IRS will still come and punk you if you let them. So this course is going to teach you how to make sure that your purpose-based business, nobody can take your stuff. Because they don't want – the IRS are opportunists. They want people who are scarred. They got to scare you. They want you to respond to their letters. They want you. They will call you at your job. They say they're going to come. Y'all know how many letters I got from the IRS who said they was going to come and take my stuff? Like I used to get letters all the time from the IRS 20 years ago saying that they was going to take houses, cars. They said that they was going to levy my wages. They said they was going to do this. And I even got one dude call me, said that they was going to come to my job. And I don't even have a job. They said they're going to take my stuff. I don't have a house in my name. They talked about all of this stuff, you know, and it's crazy. I have businesses. I have trust. I don't have nothing in my personal name. So they tell me they're going to come take my personal stuff. And I don't have no personal stuff on purpose because I was born at night, but I wasn't born last night. So why y'all purchasing stuff in your name? You should not have nothing in your name. Everything you buy should be in your business name. It should be in the name of your trust fund. If you don't have a trust, you need to establish one, which is another series I'm going to be doing this year, is how to set up your own trust. You should buy and sell everything in your trust. Why are you using your Social Security number? You should not be using your Social Security number. That's another thing we'll be teaching. You should be using your EIN or your TIN number. You should not be purchasing. The IRS take your stuff. That's what a tax shelter is, a tax shelter. The bully takes advantage of something or someone who's walking around in broad daylight, clueless. You ever seen a wildebeest wander into where a pack of lions or a pride of lions are at? That wildebeest, he just happy-go-lucky, and he's just walking around clueless. What happens to the wildebeest? What happened to the water buffalo? You know, it's really interesting because the lion, he could be sitting there doing minding his own business, just chilling. And he could just have mauled another wildebeest. But if you are clueless. And if you present yourself as a good opportunity, even though the bully, the lion, is not trying to impose his will at that time, if you, however, are clueless, they're going to take advantage of you. That's what the word impose means. That's what the word tax means. That's what the word levy means. It's the IRS. They take advantage of people who walk around clueless. And they're like, okay, if they want us to take their money, okay, we're going to take their money. So the IRS, they like to scare people into stuff. The government does the same thing. You got to understand that from the jump. So if you get an IRS letter, you should basically do what I do, put it in the shredder. Because you understand that, like I do when I get stopped by a cop. I know I'm not doing nothing wrong. Notice knowledge. I know the law. So this series is going to teach you the IRS tax code. Enough where you can understand that when you set up your business and you get a letter from the IRS, you ain't scarred. Why? You over, under, and in the standard tax code. You are perfectly within. It's like if you are a single filer, you get a standard deduction of $6,300. So if you make $6,301, you know that your taxable income is $1. So the IRS send you a letter saying that your taxable income was $5,000, and you know you only made $6,301, and you can prove you only made $6,001. Why the hell are you scared? You think I'm going to answer a letter from the IRS telling me if I made $6,301 and they tell me I made $10,301, I know how much money I made. I'm the one that made the money. So I'm not going to respond to foolishness. See, once you respond, remember, anything that you say can and will be, I don't care how you respond, once you respond, they own you. People tell me all the time, well, Brother Will, you don't understand, Brother Will. No, I understand. Now, I used to be a cop. I didn't read about this in the book. Once you respond, I don't care how eloquently you respond, they own you. Why? Your response is an admission of guilt. The tax code, because remember, you're a straw man. Now, I don't want to get too much into the whole straw man thing, but you're a fictitious person. If you respond, you're taking ownership of your fictitious personhood. As far as the IRS is concerned, W.E. Rogers doesn't exist. The only thing that exists is the Eagles Club Incorporated. The only thing that exists is Master Teacher 33 Incorporated. The only thing that exists is Inspirational Grounds Incorporated. The only thing that exists, as far as the IRS is concerned, is the Eagles University Incorporated. That's the only thing. The only response, Willie E. Rogers does not respond to the IRS because the IRS has no business with me as a person. So if you don't know that, you're in trouble. That's what I got to teach you in this series. Right now, you're dealing with the IRS as the individual, as the straw man. You shouldn't be dealing with them. You should be dealing with them as the natural man, not as an American citizen. But that's a whole other study for another time. But what I need you to understand is the basics of understanding how to legally pay no taxes or pay low taxes by under, over, and understand that the IRS, they don't want your money. They just are looking for any unusual, they're looking for any opportunity. They're looking for somebody they can impose their will upon. They're looking for somebody who they can pump. Now, you're a lion. If you hang out with me, you're a lion. So your job is to understand that there are benefits to being a business owner. That's why you're going into business. As a business owner, you can deduct certain things off of your business income. Your business income. And the things that you can deduct off of your business income are huge. The list goes on and on. We're going to spend 7 hours talking about basically business deductions and business structure. So you can structure your business in a way. What about self-employed? Social Security tax. So the bad news about being self-employed is that they want you to pay 15% of your income to Social Security and Medicare or Medicaid taxes. The IRS does. And so you have to understand that you can deduct 7.65% of your income taxes. Now, this is automatically done for you if you have different programs out there. You know, there's a lot of software programs that can assist you with this. Now, good and bad. There's a lot of different products, and I'm not recommending any of the, you know, online products and services, excuse me, that are out there. I used to use TurboTax, and I may use it again this year, but I'm trying to think of another one before TurboTax. But that's quite a few different ones. You can just Google them out there, and there's a lot of different software programs that you can use that's going to allow you to make sure that you are optimizing, whether you are a sole proprietor, whether you're a partnership, whether you're a corporation, whether you're a C corporation, whether you are an LLC, whether you set up, whether you have an estate, whether you have a trust fund, regardless of your filing, your status, whether you're single, whether you're married, whatever your IRS filing status, there's different, you know, programs or software programs out there that will assist you to make sure that you're maximizing your tax return. This course is designed to assist you with understanding the same things that some of these software programs are going to assist you with, usually at a greater cost. So I'm going to really focus on the IRS's website. We're going to really focus on understanding all of the, I'm going to put foundational things that is deductible and the foundational structure that makes you a tax shelter and that is preventable, meaning that it's going to prevent you from being exposed to what we call an audit. And it's going to allow you to keep all of your income in your pocket. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that matters, at least to me, the only thing that matters is I don't want to pay the IRS any of my money. I don't have nothing against the IRS, but I want to make sure that I keep my money in my pocket. Now, there are some people who they're not from that train of thought. I've talked to clients and say, man, I don't mind paying my fair share of my taxes. I don't either. But the emphasis is on my fair share. I have no problem whatsoever paying my fair share, my share of taxes. None whatsoever. Once I get into that income tax bracket, well, where my business income exceeds my deductions to the point that the taxable income is great enough that I should or that I'm in a place to pay taxes. I'm not there yet. Now, once I get there, I have no problem. I will be paying my fair taxes, you know. And I don't know how much Donald Trump is worth, but I got a videotape that Hillary Clinton, during Donald Trump's presidential campaign, accused Donald Trump of not submitting his income tax returns to the federal government. Donald Trump's response was, hell no, I'm not showing y'all my income tax. And she said, because you do not pay taxes. You have not paid taxes, Mr. Trump. Mr. Trump responded by saying, no, I have not paid any taxes. That makes me smart. Now, I am not a fan of Mr. Trump. However, I am a fan of keeping my money in my pocket. Mr. Trump and most of the one percenters, I like keeping my hard-earned money that I made. Now, if it was a gift, I have no idea. If somebody comes to me and gives me a free gift, and, you know, hey, the government want to take. Like, if you won the lottery, what is it? Man, right off the bat, I just remember when I used to get bonuses when I was in the military. If I got a 10 grand bonus, I only saw about 5 or 6 grand of it. The rest was taken in taxes. These athletes who sign these $100 million contracts, you know how much money that $100 million they see? Maybe 50%. Maybe. And then once they pay the agent and this guy and that guy, they may walk home with, you know, 10 to 20%. Now, see, I have a big problem with that. Like, nobody is going out and risking their – if you're playing football, you know, the agent, he's not out there risking his knee getting blown out. But yet you want how much of my money again? Now, if I was a football player, I would be my own agent. That's why I take care of my own taxes. That's why I do my own accounting. I don't have a CPA. I am my own CPA. Now, like I said, I don't put the keys to my happiness in nobody else's pocket. Now, again, I'm a lion. So lions don't depend upon zebras to provide them meals. I think differently from other people. That's the difference. Again, I'm a little touched. I've been like that since birth. I think I got dropped on my head when I was little. But I have a big problem. Now, I like people that's smarter than me. I like taking advice from people that's smarter than me, but I'm not going to trust the person that's smarter than me because he's smarter than me. I take his advice, but at the end of the day, I am not going to give the PIN number to my freaking bank account to my accountant because he's smarter than me. If he's smarter than me, he's smart enough to be able to take the money from me, and I don't even know it. You know how many athletes? Now I can bring in everybody from freaking, you know, Mo Money, Mayweather, all the way down to damn near every athlete I know. Tim Duncan was just in federal court with his agent who stole something like $40 million from him. Now, I don't know if you know, I remember seeing Tim Duncan in the movies. Me and my family went to the movies. Tim Duncan, he walked in there like a sheep. He had his head down. He was scared to death that somebody was going to say, "Hey, Tim." I mean, I didn't want his autograph. I didn't want to talk to him. That disposition was one that told me, take my money. Now, David Robinson, you know, great. He lives in San Antonio. See him every once in a while. Same disposition. No disrespect, but they played the same way they think. Now, Michael Jordan, he was a lion. I don't think Michael Jordan would try to slip in and out of the movies. He's going to walk in there. He wants you to know it. We'll know who he is because he's Michael Jordan. You see the disposition between Michael Jordan and Tim Duncan? That's the disposition between a lion and a sheep. Now, nothing wrong with either disposition. You go with, you rock with what you made with. If God made you, if you got the sheep disposition, that's okay. Just know that you are under, you know, the IRS, they like sheep. Because why? Sheep, they don't fight back. See, they have to take, like, who is it, Charleston Heston? You got to pry that gun out of my cold, dead hands. That's the disposition of a lion. To the lion, everything's a freaking meal. That's the same way you set up your business. That's the same way you conduct your business. That's the same way that you conduct your personal affairs. That's the same way that you live your life. That's the same way you go, because you are the son and the daughter of the king. As the offspring of the king, you have the same attributes and characteristics of the king. Your job is to carry yourself like you are the son and the daughter of the king. That's what this series is about. This series is about whether you got a large business, whether you got an international freaking complex organization that spans the globe, or whether you just got a small mom-and-pop business. I want to show you and I want to assist you with understanding that there is a very legal, comprehensive strategy in place to make sure that you can withstand any abusive, I'm not talking about just regular, okay, you know, if you made X amount of dollars, you paid all your deductions, and you still got all this money left over, okay, man, yeah, pay the IRS, no problem. But there is abuses in place. The IRS is not going after Donald Trump. Why they coming after you? So the goal is to understand that there is a strategy. Remember, don't go into 2019 without a life strategy. Don't go to 2019 without a wealth strategy. Don't go into 2019, and this is the second day, so you're a day behind. What is your wealth strategy? If I call you, and if you're my client, and I ask you, and you're a member of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, you should be able to tell me what is your wealth strategy. You should be able to tell me, what is your health strategy? What is your strategy? Because the government wants you sick. What is your strategy to find clean drinking water? You better have a strategy, because guess what? There ain't no clean drinking water out there. They ain't got fluoride in it. That ain't full of A, B, C, and D. These knuckleheads are actually putting chemicals in the water now. So whether you take the chemical, black man, that basically neuters you and feminizes you, and all of a sudden you don't even know why, you start twitching. because you've been drinking too much water out the tap, and all of a sudden you get feminized. What is your strategy, brother? What is your strategy, sister, for health? You eat these chickens from Popeyes that look like turkey legs. These freaking chickens. I was raised in the farm. I ain't seen no freaking chickens that big. There's oranges that look like little watermelons. They look like cantaloupes. How did a blank orange get that big? The oranges that I used to pick as a kid, they wasn't that big. But the taste. You got these big old oranges that they don't even got no taste. I know that there's a genetically modified orange. That orange is not real. So what is your strategy? Do you have a strategy in place? Now is the time. That's the purpose of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, for you to have a strategy in place for your life. And a part of your life is, if I'm working hard, I get up early and I stay up late. I don't know about y'all. Am I talking to the right group? Am I talking to the right group? Okay, yeah, I'm talking to the right group. Now, y'all like me. If I make $10, if the IRS did not help me make that $10, I don't see why I need to pay them just to make $10. I don't see. Now, once I get to making $10 million, I ain't there yet. I'm on my way there. But once I get to the $10 mil, okay, I might break off the IRS a little piece. You know what I'm saying? Just for the opportunity to, you know, to live and work in this great country. See, I'm a Marine. You know, as a Marine, you know, I serve my country. I put my life on the line already. In fact, the government owes me. I don't owe them. I've been in harm's way. So I've been in law enforcement. I've been shot at. Negroes tried to take my life. So I paid my dues already to the great United States, these United dispositions. So guess what? In my mind, it's crystal clear, meaning I don't feel like I owe nobody nothing. So it's easy for me to have that disposition. So we want to make sure that we structure your business so that way you can understand. Everybody listening to me, your business structure needs to be in place. Everybody listening to me, you need to have an employee ID number or a tax ID number. You should not be using you should have an S corporation. If not an S, okay, maybe a sole proprietorship. What's your business structure? Not really a fan of partnerships, but you know, LLCs. You know, we can talk about that. We're gonna get into that. We're gonna spend a lot of time of breaking down the most important thing that this series is gonna be about is structure. And qualified, emphasis on the word qualified tax deductions. So that way, the things that you are deducting, your business expenses that you are deducting, are legal. We're also going to break down cost of goods. This is huge. 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 I got people that in businesses, they don't even know that cost of goods. Remember, my wife had to cover it. We had it broken down. If somebody asked me what was the cost of producing that cup of coffee, I could break it down for you. But why? I knew how much the freaking cup cost, the sugar cost, all of the ingredients to make up that cup of coffee. I understood the cost of goods to produce one cup of coffee. And you should know the same thing. What if your business, what is the cost of goods for me to produce a book? You should know per page. What is the cost of goods? What does it cost you to print one page? So if you got a 100-page book, you multiply that one-page cost times 100, that gets your cost of goods. So if I'm selling a book for $9.95, how much did it cost me to produce that book? Do you know your cost of goods for every product, service, information that you got? You should. What about your capital gains? What about the capital expenses? So if you want to capitalize rather than take your deductions, like, for example, all of your business startups. What about business assets? What about business improvements? What is the difference between personal versus business capital expenses? I got people that I talk to, they don't know the difference between can I deduct personal living and family expenses? People ask me all the time, can you? Well, let me get this right. So let's say, like yesterday, we just had a party. A big party at the New Year's party at my house. My wife invited a lot of family members over. And my wife spent a whole lot of money. Not a whole lot, but a lot of money on food and beverages and cups and all of this stuff for the family. So is that tax deductible? My business is in my home. So as I would prove, according to the IRS publication 587, again, born at night, just not last night, also IRS publication 463, which we will break down, entertainment versus also home office and business use. Yeah, everything that we just did, tax deductible. Now, everything that you do when you party at home should be tax deductible. Now, you guys know, well, maybe you don't know, but I will break it down for you in case you don't know. You got any shearings? You got shearings? Yeah, they might be on your payroll. Why? Tax deductible. Now, I'm going to break it down for you because this is some good stuff. Anybody, y'all got a 401? Any retirement plans? What's your retirement strategy? You set aside any of your funds? I got storage facility. So I pay a storage fee every month. That's rent. Now, inside that storage, what's in there? Business stuff. Okay. Is that tax deductible? Darn skippy. Insurance. Anybody pay insurance? I pay insurance. Okay. Is that a darn skippy? So what am I saying? Okay, we're going to go through publication 535. Because if you don't know, you can't grow. The IRS know. See, I read this stuff because I get paid. I mean, I got time. I ain't got no job. I don't have to report to the 9-to-5. So people pay me as my previous, especially in the past. And let me close with this because this is what really helped me to understand what I'm going to share with you. Because right now you're making the same mistake that I did when I met my first millionaire client. This white guy, I told you guys, he's the first guy that told me, boy, you don't look no man. You don't look, how did he say it? You don't look up to no man. You don't look down to no man. You look a man in the eye. And for a very, very wealthy Caucasian gentleman to say that to a podunk short black man from a two-horse town in Texas, like I've told you guys before, I just cried like a newborn baby. That set me free. That did something to my spirit. I can't put it in the English language. My vocabulary is not that great. But all I know is that changed my whole life. And he was my client paying me. In fact, he had spent 20 grand that year. He spent 20 grand that year on my product, services, and information. I'll never forget that conversation during one of our one-on-ones because he knew I respected him more than I should have. And I thank God that he sensed it, he understood it, and he knew that was a flaw. That if I walk into a boardroom with Caucasian millionaires, they could sense my subservient spirit. They could sense the boy and not the king. That's why I teach and speak with authority, because I ain't no boy no more. I'm a king. So whether there's a boardroom full of black people, if I go to the hood and there's a bunch of Negroes trying to rob and steal me, try to rob and take something that I work for, I'm a lion. If I get invited to the White House tomorrow and I walk in there with Pence and Trump and everybody else, guess what I'm walking in there? I'm walking in there as a king. I'm going to look Donald Trump in the eye. I'm going to give him a firm handshake, and I'm going to tell him, yo, homie, I got something that you need to hear. See, there's people who don't respect you because you don't respect yourself. Stop casting your pearls among swine. Set your business up as a world-class organization from the start. That way you got to change it. I didn't do that. I started a mom and pop because I thought and I saw myself as mom and pop. You ain't mom and pop. You are the king's kid. This series is going to help you set up your business as a freaking king because it is. Because you're setting up for a worldwide, international based business that is global. When I started, I just wanted to have influence around my block. That's all I could see. That's all the vision I had was me, my foe, and no more. That's why I thank God for vision and tenacity. If you got the vision of the eagle, And if you got the tenacity of the lion, brothers and sisters, you can join me at the top. This series is going to assist you with establishing and the structure that you need based upon the vision that's given to me from God. You need to see your business as global, regardless of where you start. Learn from my mistakes. That way you got to go back and change your structure or change anything. Set it up like it's a multi-billion dollar company, even though you're making, my first year in business, I made $10,000. I was happy as a lark. Until I ran into somebody that told me, you know, that's the problem with Negroes. We're the only race of people who party when we ain't got no job. Negroes will party. They ain't got no job. I said, what are you partying for? Negroes would go to the club every weekend, and they unemployed. I did. I used to go to the club every weekend. I mean, I was employed, too, but I wasn't employed enough. Why are you partying? Why are you clubbing? Now, ain't nothing wrong with partying. Ain't nothing wrong with clubbing. Just make sure you did something during the week. So we want to set this mindset up. Number one, this series is going to give you a mindset that I am legally not paying no taxes, or I'm only paying my fair share. I ain't the IRS not imposing. There ain't going to be no freaking levy. They're not going to tax you. You ain't going to bully me, man. I'm going to pay my fair share. That's the mindset. Number two, we're going to set up the structure based upon your business, whether you are a single person, a sole proprietorship, or whether you got employees in freaking 12 countries and you need a global structure. We're going to teach you, show you how to set up your business. And last but not least, we're going to make sure that you understand your cost of goods and that you understand, again, the back end, and you also understand what deducting business expenses or what business expenses that you can deduct legally. None of this, you know, cutting corners and robbing Peter to pay Paul and all of the other stuff that goes on. There is a website I want to share with people that are not able, who think they're not able. Again, the cost of the series is $25 for members of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. It's $50 for non-members of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. And after today, and it's $50 for everybody, but after tomorrow, it's $100 for non-members, still $25 for everybody else that's a member of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. But again, this is the early registration because the series starts tomorrow. There is a website. Oh, what's the name of that website? Let me see if I can find it. What was it? This website. I've been using this website for 20 years. It's an old website. I'm trying to remember the name of it. I'm finding it here. And this website was very instrumental for establishing business overview, whether you're talking nonprofit or for profit. And it has assisted me over the years. I'm going to be talking about this or referring you to this website for the paying members, for everybody that's able to join me for this series. And let's see, where is it at here? And it's a great website for anybody that's in business. They have a online, basically nonprofit or for profit degree program. And I know the classes were taught, and again, it's not accredited. It's just classes that was taught, like at you know, major universities, like Harvard and Yale, and the instructors allowed for the content or the information to be shared online. And a lot of universities are doing this now, but this was done back way, way back in the day before anybody, you know, started doing this. And this website was up, and this was one of the websites that I used to help me when I got started. And I know it was called Management. Let me see if I can find it here. But anyway, I will email it to you. Or you just anybody interested in it, it's a great resources for assisting you with basic structure and a lot of the stuff that I'm going to be discussing. Again, the tax information changes almost daily. So the information that's on this website, because the website is a little older, but some of the basic structure stuff is still, the content is still worth investigating. So I'll share that. I can't find it, but I thought I had to save somewhere, and I know I do, but I just have to pull it up. But again, just email me for anybody, masterteacher33@gmail.com, and I'll pull it up, and then once I find it, I'll be sharing that with you as well. We'll be going to that website during this series. Also, we'll be going to the IRS website, because that's where I'm going to be putting all my information from, and that is at the www.irs.gov. Everybody know that website. excuse me. And so we're going to be looking at certain publications that deal with business structure and business deductions. So brothers and sisters, again, cost of the series is $25 today for members of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, $50 for non-members. Once the series starts, it's $100 for non-members, still the same for members at $25. Just go to the website, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Masterteacher33.com, that's the website. Masterteacher33.com@gmail.com, that's the email. So if you got any questions, email me. Otherwise, just go to the website, click on the link that says donation in the middle of the page. Make that $25 or $50 donation. After tomorrow, it'll be $25 or $100. So that way you can join us for this 7-part or 7-hour series. This is the first series that we're doing this year, and we're doing one series a month. Well, thank everybody so much. I do apologize for the sound, you know, going in and out and whatever sound problems that we have. But again, thank you so much for joining me on today's introduction to the series on how to legally pay no or low taxes. This is going to be a very, very important series so that way you start off 2019 with the right foundation and the right structure for taxes. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others, cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to weight others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Don't let them entities take up your home, cause you're the entity that made them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. Haters wanna give me the me mug, because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth. It's sweeping under rug. So deal with it yourself. Don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and ask some grace, and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours. It's yours to show. So do it for yourself. You're the day one. So do it for yourself. You're the day one. Day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
I'm back up on my grizzly. Used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large. We live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star. They say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, Captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to make it.